Hello again, everyone, and welcome into our pregame visit with Coach Lee Fedora of your A&M Consolidated Tigers. Tonight, the Tigers on the road again, two out of three times this season. Leander Rouse is next. First, we hit rewind to 2 weeks ago, and Lee, you had an open day a little early in the season. Most of the district is off coming up. How did it wind up that the season was open for you so quick?
Well, we were looking for trying to get the bye the same time right before district, but, you know, when you're trying to find competition to play, it's just setting up however you got to do it, and it was able to work out this way, and that's what we ended up being able to do. We were just trying to get our schedule together.
After the game was over, I had a chance to speak to Bill Hoppers a little bit here, and I just felt like it was probably not the best of executed games. The film might have said otherwise, but he just shook his head and said, I don't think we really like playing Ross much. It's almost like beating up on your best brother across the way, but you did throw a shutout to the Bryan Vikings. How did you think the game went overall?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've been real pleased with our defense because when you look at our two games that we've played, you know, we've given up 7 points, but that wasn't on our defense in that first game. That was a kickoff return for a touchdown. So 2 weeks into the season, you know, our defense has had shutouts and done a good job. One thing I was most disappointed in was our offense. After we got some turnovers, we got to put points on the board. We weren't able to do that. I know a lot of people can say, well, it was pouring down rain and the lightning alert, but we don't use that as an excuse. So we came in and watched film, and our guys did a great job. I've seen the things that they got to get fixed and corrected, and we've had a good week of practice.
Let's talk a little bit about what the lightning delay does to you, because you take the kids in the locker room and it interrupts the flow of the game. I'm always curious, what's going on behind the closed doors when you got 30 minutes to sit?
Well, I bring them in. First thing I talk to them about is I don't ever want to come in here and get our mind off the game. You got to be focused, and we still talk through things and make adjustments, because what I always tell them is I don't want to be one of those coaches at the end of the game when the media asks me, man, that lightning caused y'all to lose the game. We don't use that as an excuse. We got to come out and play. And our guys came in. They were focused the whole time. They met with their individual coaches and going through different things that we need to fix. And I thought we came out in the second half, or I say the second half after that lightning alert, and did a pretty good job moving the ball around, doing things that we needed to do.
Talk a bit about your defensive performance. I thought there were some times that this is where the streak ends, because Bryan was making some pretty good runs. They've got a lot of talent on the field, but what you've got to be pleased with is how your defense stepped up. I'm sure they're aware that they got a little streak going right now, and I don't mind talking about it. It's not going to jinx them, because they either can do it or they can't. I like the way they bended but did not break.
Well, what I always tell our guys, you know, you're going to win games with offense. You're going to win some games or lose some games due to special teams, but you're going to win championships due to defense. It's all about your defense, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job. The one thing I like about our kids right now, they'll come off the field and they're not blaming anybody. They say, Coach, that's my fault. I missed that tackle, or I didn't communicate well on the coverage and things like that. So, you know, they're getting on board with each other, making the corrections and doing things they need to do.
I thought you were able to capitalize a couple of times on mistakes, because Bryan certainly gave you the ball enough, but you didn't capitalize enough. You got to give your credit to your defense on how many times that they hit Bryan hard enough to make him cough up the ball.
Well, no doubt. I think they had some great ones, even on the special teams, you know, on the punts and things like that. And, you know, that's all about your defense. And, you know, offensively, our goal is after we get a turnover, we need to put points on the board. And I'll be honest with you, yeah, we scored 20 points, but I think it could have been a 40-point game, you know, if we'd have done and executed things we need to do. But like we tell them at the end of it, it's whoever's got the most points on the scoreboard, and that's what game film's all about. Come back up and watch film and see the things you got to get fixed. And I think our guys have bought into that and done a good job getting prepared.
The one thing that I've heard you mention consistently that's followed you with your career is that it's more about how you guys perform and not what the other team did. But I got to say, what was it that Bryan may have been doing that kept the offense kind of in check for the night?
Well, the thing is that, you know, what we've got to do is that they were bringing different blitzes and doing some twists and things like that. And I think the main thing we got to do is communicate up front. I put a lot of pressure on my quarterback because he's got to call out blocking assignments and things like that when we're in our passing game and things like that. And but I think the one thing their defense did a pretty good job of, they were trying to take away the things that we were wanting to do. And, you know, that's one thing about always preparing for Coach Rogers. He knows me. He knows the things that we're going to do. And so it's one of those things where we've got to try to move things around and change it up and do different things. But our whole goal going into this game, because I know Coach Rogers has been around him a long time, he's old school. He's going to do the things that, even if it's milking the clock and using up deal, he likes it when it's a close ball game and that type deal. But, you know, I thought overall our guys executed, did the things they need to do. But I'm always going to be one to say I'm never happy with our offense. You know, we got to keep doing the things to get better, because we give up one sack, we give up a turnover, whatever, then we hadn't accomplished our goals.
you work as a unit offensively, but we are a work in progress. There are different divisions within that offense. Would you agree that the offensive line is still a little bit of a work in progress?
Well, there's no doubt. I'll say that all the way as far as we go. It's always about the offense line. I mean, we've got the skill guys, and the one thing that Coach Roger was doing, he was trying to take away some of our big-time receivers, making us run the football and do the things. And, you know, that's where we caught them right there. After we came back out, they were putting their safeties over the top, trying to knock away our outside guy. That's why I put in I made an audible change to where we sent our tailback through the middle of the field and hit him on the seam route for the touchdown, you know, seeing different things and that we could hurt him on. And I think our guys are doing a good job when I make an audible call to where we can change it and go into what we need.
Leander Rouse is next for your A&M Consolidated Tigers. That's a team, I got to say, kind of random. Not somebody we've seen for Consolidated. Talk about the scheduling this year and what made it so challenging.
Well, to be honest with you, you know, it's one of those things when you reach out to try to contact people to get games and you know, everybody's already got their spots filled. And what's really crazy is with the split division and then all of a sudden you're trying to find games and some teams have a 9-team district, some teams have an 8-team district. It changes everything up. And, you know, I just wanted to find teams that are going to be good competition. Of course, we knew we were going to have Brian and we were able to get Colleen Ellison to fill that role that we always did with Coppers Cove. And then it was just one waiting around and Leander Rouse contacted us, said they were needing a game, and that's what we jumped in on. And, you know, watching them on film, it's one neat thing about going in this game is they do a lot of the same stuff we do on offense. They like to spread you out and throw the ball around their quarterback and take off and run. So it's been one of those practices where you get to a little bit more time to do the things you need to do because they're seeing the same offense we're running.
Ethan Moore is their quarterback, threw for over 1,000 yards last year. He can scramble. He had 16 touchdown passes, so he is the real deal to lead the team. They rolled over Pflugerville Weiss. Let's talk a little bit about what you saw in film of them that particularly impresses you.
Well, I think the big thing is they like spreading the ball around, and the other thing is you can see that they're a balanced team to where if you're going to take out the passing game, they're going to run the football. One thing we got to be ready for, they'll do some RPO to where they see a linebacker biting down, they're going to hit you on the seam, and we've been working hard all week long looking at those things. And I've always said that's a tough thing on your linebackers because you tell your linebackers you got to stop the run, but then when they bite on the run, they throw right behind them and those things. But those are deals that we worked all week long on, and we were very fortunate to have 2 weeks to prepare for them, you know, with that bye week. So we've been able to get that done.
I think you would be putting a little bit of pressure on, if I have got this correct, with Josh Ellison, because when you put the pressure on the quarterback, I think that between he and Hickson, the more you can do that with an athlete like that, that's going to be up to them to help the linebackers out, I would think.
Well, no doubt. That's all about your defensive front. You know, if you can get pressure on a quarterback and then make him scramble around, but that's where we also got to make sure we stay in our gaps, because the one thing with that quarterback, you get out of the wrong gap, he finds the hole, and he can take off and go. And our goal up front on defensive line is try to get them to double team, which they're going to be trying to do on Josh a lot. But if he can take on two guys trying to double team, that opens up your linebackers to come up and make plays.
They probably have the same respect. Their head coach, Josh Mann, talked a little bit about your ability to score quickly. So that's probably where they're focusing this week in that receiving core. Might take a lesson out of Ross's book, what they saw in film, to kind of take your receivers out. What kind of a defense do they run, and what will be the biggest challenge to your offense to protect Fedora when he's back in the pocket?
The biggest challenge we're going to have, and we worked on it all week long, they'll show you an even front, they'll show you an odd front, and then all of a sudden they'll line up in an even front and shift to a, you know, an odd and that type deal. And watching the different films, teams were going, a lot of people were jumping off sides or legal procedure because when they were shifting. But I think the one thing we've got to do is have tempo. We got to get out on the field, get going quick, because then they can't make changes. They got to line up in their base and go with it. And so we worked hard on doing a lot of Indy, which is our up-tempo, fast pace, and go and get on the field and go.
We've talked a lot in the past about this being a mental game, and especially when you hit the home stretch, when the talent all kind of levels out a bit. Where are you right now after seeing your team twice on the field? What's your assessment of it from what you thought you'd have during two-a-days? How are you feeling about this group?
Well, I think they're doing a pretty good job. We're adding some wrinkles. We've actually put in 4 or 5 new plays for this game. And the one thing that I'll say is as we go out there and we perform, when you know your system and you're able to add things, and like I said, we put in some tricks this week and those type things, and it's neat that the kids understand the stuff we've been doing now for 2 years, and we can add stuff to it, and it makes it great because then you can game plan new things that you feel like you can hurt them on. And that's the one thing I've always talked about is being balanced. If they're going to take away our passing game, we've got to run the football. You know, if they're going, then if we start hurting them on the run, then they're going to have to get more guys in the box, and that's when we can throw the ball around on them.
Speed and talent is something Consolidated brings to the table, and the flexibility of Stevie Ray to run from the backfield and shift out as a receiver. How much of that do you see in Leander Rouse? How flexible are they? Are they similar to what we can run on offense?
Well, I think the main thing is they'll know the guys that they're going to come after to take away, and that's where other guys got to step in. We worked on it all week long saying, you know, if they're going to knock on our single receiver with a guy over the top when we have a play called that, that's where you got to make sure you're running your routes on the backside and do the things you need to do. But I think our biggest challenge this week, and we talked about it all week long, is communication. We did every day this week we had a segment where we did blitz pickup where we're making sure we're communicating on our blocking assignment, because when they're in an odd, we're blocking one way, but then when they shift to an even, we're blocking another way, and that's where we got to communicate and be fast-paced.
I want to go back to one thing that has to be rewarding to you as a coach. In year one, you knew that you raised the bar. The kids knew that, but now that you've got that second year and your staff is still together, it's got to be good to see them having buy-in. When you put in some plays, you've built their confidence enough to know that they can score at will if they execute to perfection. That has to be rewarding as a coach, especially with kids that age, that they are focused and buying into the program. Lee, I think that's over half the battle.
Well, what we tell our guys all the time, you know, there's going to be games you go in and you're going to get behind. But with our guys, I think we can score on one play at any time. And that's where you got to keep your heads up and keep performing. The one part that I'm really working on, and we've made some changes this week, it's going to be a new look on our special teams. Because I told them, I spent a lot of time during our off week watching where I thought some guys were not being as fast-paced doing the things. And I made some changes moving guys around on special teams to where we get that better. But, you know, we have a three season, and what we always tell them, first season is pre-district, and our goal is to go undefeated in pre-district. We got that opportunity this week to go 3-0, and then our pre-district, that season's over with, and then getting ready for a tough district season, and then hopefully you're always wanting into that third season and postseason. But I think our guys have bought into it, and they've done a good job, and they're continuing to work hard on it.
Final question for you has to do with the offense versus the defense. Your offense has to be feeling pretty good when they have such high confidence in what the defense is doing out there. What's that dynamic like during practice, and do they understand that each of them have a role? I got to think, as an offense, that builds their confidence knowing what the defense is going to do for them.
Well, what we see in practice is we did some of our varsity against varsity, and it was great because they had energy going against each other. They were wanting to try to score on them, and when the defense knock them out, you know, that type deal, they all got energy because, like I told them, it's all of them out there together. It's about their teammates pushing each other, doing hard, but they know when the defense makes big plays, offense loves being on the field. Defense loves being off the field because they get rest time. But, you know, that's the other thing. You know, one of our guys said, man, sometimes we score so quick we're back on the field on defense. Well, that's good. Get a three and out and get back off the field, and that's the things they work on.
It is the last warm-up before district play starts in 10-5A Division II. But it's one at a time. It's Leander Rouse next, and we will have a look at your starting lineups and the kick in tonight's ballgame. For Coach Lee Fedora, I'm Mike Wright.